Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, you guys? Welcome to Fightful. It's November 11th, 2024. We are here with your WWE Raw post show. We got a bunch of scoops, a whole lot of details from this double taping of Raw. You can get the full rundown as you did today for next week's show on FightfulSelect.com. Best $5 in the business. Producers, writers, a whole bunch of other stuff will be added to the service on Tuesday. We've got Denise Salcedo here. Denise, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm a little under the weather today, but honestly, I thought I was going to be worse. I was almost going to cancel my watch along today because I thought, oh my God, I could barely breathe. I sound all nasally. My nose was clogged. But you should have seen me, Sean, at the start of my stream. I was sweating so much because I'm under the, you know, Theraflu and stuff. But yes, it's kind of gone down a little bit. But I do sound a little funky, though. Can you hear it?
I can't. You don't sound that different.
No, really? I could feel it in my throat. Like, it feels a little funky.
Whoa. Wow.
Oh, my God. God damn it. I can't say nothing on this show.
Whoa. Anyway.
Barely a minute in.
Denise almost canceled her watch along, sort of like you're canceling us, Denise. Is that what's going on here?
I'm not canceling you. What are you talking about?
What's going on, Denise?
What's going on?
Let's address the elephant in the room, the big headed elephant in the room, Denise. I don't know. You're abandoning us. Like you were so disgusted that my grandmother died that you said, I can't work with him anymore.
I knew you were gonna make this joke, by the way. I was like, counting
joke?
It ain't
a joke?
I knew you even texted me this, and I had told my husband, I was like, I bet you Sean is gonna bring this up. And yep, you texted me, and I was like, see, he brought it up, and I was like, I bet you he's gonna say it on the show every week until my last day.
What? I don't know what you're talking
about.
See, what happened, guys, was last week on Tuesday at about 11:58 when the election results got read, Denise sent me this really angry message. I feel like I've got a picture of the exact tweet that you sent out, Denise.
What AI bullshit are you going to pull on me?
No, I saw that you retweeted this. It says, RIP to your grandma, but I'm different.
What are you? There's nothing on there that says I retweeted or liked or none of that. What are you talking about?
So for those of you who don't know, Denise announced today she will be moving on from Fightful, at least the WWE Raw post show. She'll be doing a post show of sorts on her own channel, but Denise will be finishing up at the end of November. She's given us five really, really incredible years, and like I have had so much fun doing this show with you. Like, it's been, I think you're the longest running individual show host that I've had with me. I've hosted with Alex for longer because he moved from Raw to AEW. But as far as one show, I mean, my God, you've hung around here for 5 years, Denise?
I put up with your bullshit for
five
years.
Get a job. You're like a
college
kid.
5 years.
Like a college kid that just took like three classes per semester. That's you.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's so weird because I was talking about this with my husband and I was like, dude, I've never been a part of anything for 5 years and then left. Like nothing. Like everything in my life has ended at the 3-year mark. Usually that's when like I wrap things up.
Every time I think of Fightful, I'm like, man, I did not hold a job for like longer than a year, year and a half before Fightful. Besides like Wrestling Inc. Yeah.
That's what I've been thinking about.
Yeah. So, I mean, Denise and I are going to continue to do some content together. We've already got one video planned, and then Denise is committed to coming back and hosting the Fightful Awards, which we got some really, really cool stuff planned for. Kate is working really hard on sponsors for that and awards. We're going to have some cool new different kind of physical awards for those. That will be early 2025 or, you know, something like it, whenever we can get those done. But Denise and I will continue to do some content together. What are you raising your hand to say?
Yeah,
no,
I have
the
a
hell
question.
I am.
Do I still get what? A Christmas bonus?
Yeah, you will. It'll be, I mean, it'll be, you will. I mean, obviously it will be prorated. You'll get
the, here 11 of the 12 months. I'm just kidding.
You want to hear, well, I wouldn't say it's a funny story about my grandmother dying.
Oh no.
Laugh. So, not a religious woman. I officiated the funeral. So
yes, I know this story.
Yes. And like, obviously, you know, it not a cheap thing to do in general, a funeral. And I go back there and the people at the funeral home hand me this envelope and I'm like, what's this? And they're like, oh, this is for you. It was a $50 check for me officiating the funeral. And I'm like, oh, thanks. That'll chip away at the 12 grand. Thanks, fellas. Really appreciate it. I don't think I even cashed it, but.
No, it'd feel weird to cash it in. Like, yeah, what? Like, I didn't do this for money.
I think I'll just keep that one. I'll keep that one. But, of course, we always support Denise in what she's doing. And, you know, we'll always have her back there. But
maybe I'll come crawling back and be like, I can't afford. I'm so poor.
So, I mean,
just kidding. I've been making bad jokes left and right.
Denise knows that she always has a time or has.
Yeah, when I come back, you're going to put my ass on the jobber shows. You're going to give me some random ass like cover main event, Denise. I'm going to get stuck doing some job that Jeremy doesn't want to do.
You're covering WWE speed for us.
Yeah, I'm going to cover WWE speed. Get my ass demoted. Man.
Oh, I just got an interesting spoiler from the Raw tapings.
An interesting good or interesting bad?
Oh, interesting very good.
Oh, what is that supposed to mean? Change for somebody? Oh,
I will say this. Well, here's what we'll do. We will talk about it on the main event part of this show because it's related to that.
Related to tonight's main event or next
tonight's main event? Tonight's main event.
The women's team title main event?
Yes.
That we saw today? Oh, so you're saying the spoiler's probably going to be about War Games?
There you go. Yeah,
look
something.
At me figuring things
which
out.
Which seems to be very, very.
Yeah, I was going to say,
right
I think
now.
That, but I also think that it was very apparent. It doesn't really feel like too much of a spoiler because at the end of Raw, I felt like that was the big takeaway. It was like, okay, at least now we know who the women are going to be in this War Games match because for the most part, you could have made a huge argument that it should have been the girls over on NXT because they had at least started the story
and
garnered intrigue.
Well, I mean, let's go ahead and jump right into this. Like, why not? Why not just throw this in there? Actually, wait, I'm going to wait until I get a few more details on it. So we will start at the top of the show. Get your super chats and humper chats in. Drop your fruit emojis, all that stuff. Sorry to play the hokey pokey with you guys there, but leave a thumbs up on this video. We greatly appreciate it. Also, we did announce today that Denise will be replaced effectively as she is summarily and unprofessionally walking out. Well, what, Denise?
No comments. I gave you like 5 weeks notice, by the way. You didn't tell anybody that I gave you like 5 weeks notice that I was leaving.
I mean, to be fair, you did like we discussed like when it would be appropriate for you to, you know, depart and all that stuff. And, you know, but we have, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do like when Razor and Diesel left WWF, I'm just going to bring a fake Denise out here.
Yeah, just find whatever little girl with brown hair you can find and just throw in here.
I'll get the AI.
You know what I'm going
to
do? You know what I'm going to do? Okay, have you seen those videos where like creators and influencers, they go on, they're like, this is why I left BuzzFeed. Yes. I'm going to do one. This is why I left Fightful. So everyone can think that I'm going to talk all this shit.
I almost did one of those. I worked at a GNC back in the day. And I almost did one of those videos, like, why I left GNC. And it was like, because I had told somebody the story of it. And they're like, this is really fascinating. You should do a video. And I recorded the video. And I was like, this video sucks, bro. I ain't doing this. I was like, no chance I do this. But
and I'm going to put you in the thumbnail with like a face like this, like an ugly face. Yeah. And I'm going to put like truth revealed. Finally, the truth about Fightful.
So we did unveil today as well. Abu of Wrestle Purist is going to be joining me on Monday nights. He has been a friend of mine for a while. A guy I've talked to a number of times, breaks an awful lot of news himself. So we're going to have a very newsworthy show on Mondays. And I have learned, like, he's not happy that my grandmother died. So that makes me happy.
Man, I was about to say, I'm not even cold yet, Sean. You're already replacing me.
What do you expect? What do you expect me to do?
Not even cold yet. And you're like, replaced.
What?
Everything you own in the box to the left. That's literally what you said. That's
what kind of life insurance policy we got on you, Denise?
What is that supposed to mean?
Just in case you accidentally get pushed in front of a train on accident. That's all.
Wait, and I die? Why are you trying to kill me off?
What?
You already replaced me, and you're trying to kill me on top of that?
Anyway, Crazy 101.
Congratulations to Ibu, by the way. Yeah, Crazy 101. I'm passing the torch. I'm transferring the power with peace. There you go.
There you go. Ibu has long been a friend of mine and a guy I greatly respect. And as always, Denise is always welcome here at Fightful. I mean, she has been such an important part of our team for such a long time and a great friend, a very loyal friend as well. I mean, listen, that's something I will always appreciate about Denise Salcedo something that can't be replicated is what a good person and friend she is. And I mean, listen, there are a lot of times you would think that most people would see some of the situations that Denise and I are subject to, and you might be like, oh, just let it go. Denise is like, nah, fuck them. Fuck them. Yeah. And I appreciate that.
There's a reason why I got like three friends.
Sir Brendo says, gonna miss Denise. Been watching since she joined. We will miss Denise as well. We will.
Why is that making me feel like I'm dying?
I mean, you might as well be. I mean, listen, as of now, our StreamYard is still hooked up to your Twitter, so I'm just gonna go and like do like a State of the Union address on your Twitter. That should be fun. But we did have WWE Monday Night Raw. Let's go ahead and get into the spoiler. I'll give you guys a spoiler warning, but we're gonna talk about the main event. We had the women's tag team title match, Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill defeating Liv Morgan and Raquel. I really enjoyed this match. First off, Liv doing that drop kick off the apron onto the floor was psychotic, bro. It was insane that spot.
I'm finally leaving 5 years and now I've added bro to your vocabulary. You don't often say it. Now
what
I've
are
added
you
it
talking
to you.
About? What are you talking about?
You know what I mean? Like, have you ever hung out with someone so much you start to pick up their vocabulary?
Yeah, Denise, I did a podcast with Matt Riddle and Vince Russo. I've been using bro for a long time.
You would never say it here on the podcast. Never. I'm telling you. Is this like a first? You usually say hot dog.
This is not a first.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You gotta take credit for bro?
Yes, I'm taking credit for bro.
What are you talking about?
You know, which actually there's a line that you told me the other day.
I used to have to transcribe Vince Russo's podcast as a job.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry then. Fine. Continue on what you were saying. I'm sorry. Continue on.
I enjoyed this match. I loved it. I looked at I was like, okay, them getting a tag title shot made sense considering they last time we saw them team, they were tag team champions. So I'm okay with that. The match itself was good. The rest of it seemed very forced. They're clearly forcing a War Games match here. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then, you know, Naomi gets involved. And anywhere worth going is worth going in good boots. And you can find your perfect pair at Tecovas. Tecovas crafts quality Western boots for everyone, from generational ranchers and lifelong cowboys to first-time boot buyers, which is what I was up until a couple of years ago. Growing up in Kentucky, you see boots everywhere. But I never jumped into the game until I found Tecovas, and I love it. Every one of Tecovas boots are handcrafted with over 200 meticulous steps for broken-in comfort right out of the box. Whether it's a long day or a big night, your Tecovas are built to last and impress. That's why Esquire loves them and says they're the reason we keep coming back to Tecovas. They are so comfortable. Plus, with Tecovas Best in the West guarantee, you get free returns and exchanges for 30 days. And right now, get 10% off at tecovas.com/SRS when you sign up for email and text. That's 10% off at tecovas.com/SRS. That's tecovas.com/SRS. See site for details. Tecovas, point your toes west. And Nia gets involved and Tiffany gets involved. And like, I see why Tiffany is there, because she's got money in the bank. But like, why is Nia there? Why is Naomi there? Like, what is the kayfabe reason for them being there?
Well, Naomi's friends with Bianca and Jade.
She's on SmackDown. Why is she there? She's not the tag.
I know, but she's kind of been a part of this whole thing too, where like she's kind of gotten thrown into the drama with Nia and with Tiffany. She kind of had a thing with Tiffany too. So I can see how they would kind of like try to bend you in all these different directions just to make it happen here. Like, that's how I feel like that's what they're doing here. They're kind of being like, oh, this person associated with this person, so here we go, we're throwing this all in together. Like, I'm telling you, even when I was looking at this whole melee of women all, you know, get involved here, it took me even a second to put together who would be on whose team, because at first I was counting some people that wouldn't even be on the team, and then I'm like, okay, no, this is what the team's looking like. And so we finally got it. But yeah, it is what it is. They're just kind of throwing it together, and they've just done this really in the last few weeks. It doesn't really feel like, here's the thing, like with the men's war game, the Bloodline, I feel like there's so much in that. Like, there's a purpose for this to be a war game. So there's a purpose, there's a reason for it. This, there's no reason. It's mainly just, well, we need a women's war games, and so that's right, that's why we're putting together this match. But there's no real, like, for example, if one team loses, is it really going to like change the trajectory of things for you? No, probably not.
No, not really. It kind of waters it down a little bit.
Yes, this is exactly what that is. Versus instead, with the men's Bloodline story war games that we're getting, it's like, oh shit, you know, if Solo Sikoa's team wins, this would be huge for Solo Sikoa. But if Roman Reigns wins, he gets his revenge and they're the real Bloodline. See what I'm saying? Like, there's consequences to that victory versus this one. It's just a match, which I'm fine with in a way, because I know all of these women are going to kill it. They're going to have a fun match, but there are no real, like, legitimate consequences in terms of like what we, like in terms of the storyline and how it's going to affect things moving forward. I'm assuming, Sean, that this was supposed to be Rhea Ripley's team going into War Games, right?
Well, spoiler alert, everybody, cover your ears.
Back?
Yes, she's back.
What?
Back on this second set of tapings. Again, spoiler alert. There you go. The girls came out. Naomi and Jade were like short a woman. And Liv said that nobody was going to help them. And then Rhea showed up.
So then it is 5-on-5 then, right? Because I thought it was going to be 4-on-4.
I guess so. I don't know. Hell if I know. I'm not there. But Rhea Ripley did show up there. Yeah.
I thought she was going to be out for like a couple months.
I don't have any concept of like how long out or anything like that. Like I had never been told how long she was going to be sidelined or anything like that. Was just heard that she had some sort of injury and they were sorting out like how long it could be possibly. So I don't know the situation surrounding that or anything like that. So,
okay, well, now this changes everything that I just said, Sean, because now you still have Team Rhea and Team Liv. And of course, they've been having this feud for however long. So now this does change things. So I went on a whole 5-minute rant for nothing because now it's null and void. Yes, now there does mean something. If you have Rhea's team win, she gets her leg up on her nemesis Liv. If you have Liv's team win, she continues this crushing of Rhea Ripley.
Yeah, but also it's like, why does Rhea need everybody else? I mean, maybe because Raquel is there, but like, what Rhea have to do with all these other people?
Well.
Not shit, Denise.
Hold on,
not a damn thing.
Hold on. We got Bianca, Jade, Naomi. Who's the other one? Who am I missing?
Io. Who is in a completely different stable, by the way.
Well, they're all good wrestlers. They have that in common.
Of course they do. They're all fantastic performers.
There you go. That's the one thing that's connecting them all.
That's it. We will monitor the Rhea Ripley thing again. I had very little information as to what was going on outside of, they knew that she was out of action before the last time we saw her on Raw because she wasn't brought to Raw. She filmed something there. And then they didn't let her get physical on the NXT thing. So there you go. But I'm definitely more interested in it with Rhea involved. For sure. Definitely more interested in it. If I were a betting man, I would put that money on Team Rhea. And guess what? I am a betting man.
BetOnline.ag is the official betting partner of Fightful. 100% of the time when you get the odds from Fightful, they are coming from BetOnline.ag. And it's not just wrestling. It's not just MMA and boxing. It's football, it's basketball, baseball, hockey. They have the earliest lines. You can bet big with the high limits and rebet functionality. They have the fastest payouts with winnings paid in minutes and the industry's best bonuses on every qualifying deposit. They've been trusted for 25 plus years. It's not some fly-by-night company. BetOnline AG has been there. They've done that. In addition, they're trusted by millions. They've got VIP rewards programs and a ton of popular games. BetOnline.ag, that's where I go to make my bets. That's where I suggest you go to, my friends. Please just bet what you can and bet responsibly.
I am excited for this weekend. It's a big fight weekend. Mike Tyson, Jake Paul, and then we got the UFC show, John Jones against Stipe Miocic, and John Jones is going to absolutely destroy him. It's not even going to be close. Right now, John Jones is I think he's the biggest favorite. No, he's second biggest favorite on the card. Bo Nickel is number one. I gotta go with him right there. I just saw that Chris Weidman is fighting on this show. Can't believe that. You got Michael Chandler, the underdog against Charles Oliveira. I got Oliveira winning that one as well. But man, Jake Paul, Mike Tyson, who you got?
That's on Friday, right?
Is on Friday. Jake Paul is the favorite right now. Mike Tyson, a +240 underdog.
I'm excited to see how they're going to do this on Netflix because it's going to give us a glimpse into what it might look like for the WWE stuff. Yep. Oh my God, that's so lame that that's the first thing I thought of. I was like, I'm going to watch this. So I can see what it's going to look like when Raw's on Netflix.
Yep, that's going to be something. Also, Amanda Serrano, Katie Taylor this weekend should be a good one. BetOnline, AG. Get your super chats. Get your humper chats in, my friends. We got Pure Fusion Collective against Damage Control. So when I posted the rundown on Fightful Select, I was like, oh, okay, six woman tag. And I didn't realize the gravity of that. And it's like, oh, well, yeah, Dakota is back. It's great to see her back. She looked fantastic. Her fire up here on the hot tag was really the highlight of this to me. But Raphael says, anybody find out what they're purely fusing as a collective yet? Remember when Shayna was big? Remember when Zoe took out Trish? The North remembers. What did you think of Dakota's comeback?
I was very happy to see Dakota Kai come back because she had been gone for, well, not gone, but she was out of action physically for a long time. And she was obviously still on camera, which was great. I would love that they were able to keep her as a character, a big part of the Damage Control Bayley storyline. So that was great. But then, you know, her getting hurt again and having to be taken out, that's always unfortunate because you don't want to see back-to-back situations where people are gone back-to-back because then it just feels like they were gone like the whole time, even if they weren't. But it's been a while since we really gotten to see a good amount of Dakota Kai matches back to back. So I was thrilled that not only did she come back, but the fact that she went right in there and they had this 3-on-3 match. And yeah, she did look good. I loved her gear. It looked a little different from what she normally does. Whatever, I liked it. But yeah, I mean, I feel like I almost forgot what Dakota Kai could do as a wrestler because I feel like it's been forever since I've really seen her wrestle, which is not even too long, but it still feels that way. I still feel bad for the Pure Fusion Collective because I just feel like the name really didn't even give them a chance, Sean. They didn't even get a chance with this name. I truly believe that if tomorrow they said, we're calling them something else, I don't know, some other cool name, I can guarantee people would go, you know what? Let's give them a chance because they are a cool set of girls that can all wrestle and they're all so aggressive and so mean looking. But I mean, the name, it's just making everybody like, it's give the name itself is giving go away heat, and that's not what you want.
What did you think of their gear or lack thereof? They were wearing street clothes today and like tank tops.
I didn't even know.
It was just them. No, I mean, they were wearing, I think Zoe was wearing a sports bra and just pants, and then Shayna was wearing pants and a tank top, and I don't think like they were wearing anything, you know, like any gear.
Oh, so it's just like regular clothes?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, maybe Sonya's was like gear made to look like street clothes, you know, working street clothes. But
I didn't even notice. And I think the reason why I didn't notice was because I just kind of thought that it just went with them. You know how they're always wearing different outfits?
On like the lowest levels of the indies, if you do that, like people will just shit on you. All day long. But in WWE, it was so common. Like Stevie Richards wrestled in a suit, like in a tie, and Big Boss Man was in a cop outfit. Brody Lee, Luke Harper was in jeans and a beater. Like it became their thing. But if you do that on like the lowest level of the indies, there's some old timer that'll just bury you for it. Just completely bury you for it.
I mean, I get it because like you're supposed to have your gear is what's going to make you look like a star. You don't want to look like your everyday Joe Schmo who's going to the DMV. No, you want to look like a star. So usually, you know, your gear is going to help you make you look like a star.
Yeah. Jambeard says if WWE were smart, they would play up the real life family connection between Nia and Naomi and how Naomi is married to Nia's cousin. I don't know how much Nia grew up around them or anything like that. I'm not sure about that history, but it's WWE. You can draw the line pretty easily. Tim says, you know, the women's division is weak when Raw has EO come out and help Bianca and Jade. They need to get more women there. So Fightful Selected reported in our Fightful Scoops thread. Check out Fightful Select, by the way, guys. Best $5 a month in the business. That as of like 6 p.m. tonight, the women I talked to in the roster, they had heard no peep of an Intercontinental title. So all we've got now is the U.S. title that has been put out there. And I'm hoping it's a floating title if they're going to do it. Because one of the women on Raw actually said to me, yeah, SmackDown's got the speed title over there as well, which doesn't seem like a lot. But to some of us, that's the only amount of time we get anyway. And that is a legit
thing. Really sad, actually.
But, Denise, I have long this year been complaining about how they don't develop contenders for the world title. So I'm fearful they won't do it for the U.S. title either. And they'll just be like, well, here you go. Here you go. Here you go. If they make it like the open challenge title, well, that's okay. But I want to see some real juice put into developing contenders here. That's what
right. I 100% get what you're saying, because that's exactly how I felt. I didn't want it to be like how it was for a while with that women's tag team division. That's sort of what I correlated to, where it kind of felt like just anybody can have it as long as you're some sort of a makeshift tag team. As long as you're a pair, take the belts because we need someone to be champions. I definitely do not want that for the Women's United States Championship. I think right now the SmackDown division is doing like a far better job than the Raw women's division in terms of like giving a little bit more to the women, making it feel like there means something a little bit more in that part of the roster. But again, there still needs a lot of work that needs to be done there. But I think after I started to like think of names and people that could be Women's United States champion, I felt like all of a sudden there were more options than I had assumed that there were. So I kind of felt a lot better about the bout once I started thinking about all of the options of women for it to be U.S. champion versus the women's tag team titles is obviously a little harder because you got to get two people instead of one. So I don't want it to be like the women's tag titles where it's just, you know, potatoed around or hot potatoed around. I want there to be real meaning for the women's U.S. championship. And I want that bout or that champion to essentially be the thing that leads that person who holds it into the world title picture for the women. So we'll see what they do, but I hope they don't drop the ball on this. And I have a good feeling about it, if that helps.
Jane Beard says, been a long time since I caught the Raw review live. I had to be here to say how much Denise will be missed by the Fightful fans. She absolutely will. She absolutely will. Vin says, SRS, I know you said AEW didn't care about losing to NXT, but is that more what they want us to believe? Tony's the same guy calling people bald assholes and obsessing over winning a website Booker of the Year at awards. Listen, man, you all grasp at like the silliest bullshit. I swear to God. I appreciate the super chat. I really do. But I just, that's never a thing that people bring up to me. People say, what's the internal reaction to the crowds? Nothing. They never talk about it. Should they be talking about it? Maybe. But like, you're going to sit here and say like what Tony Khan cares more than WWE. I mean, WWE's been releasing Fast Nationals to a cheese plate guy for years. Like, you can't sit there and say that. WWE very clearly wants to compete and beat AEW. I think AEW should have promoted their show last week way better than they did. I think they should have built a better show than they did.
Like, you're talking about Dynamite?
Yeah. Way better. But like, you're going to act like Tony Khan should never talk about his competition, like ever, like whether it be in a serious manner, in a playful manner, any of that. Come on now. We're going to act like anybody making reference to anybody else means that company, person, anything lives in their head nonstop. I just don't believe that to be the case. Tony Khan's got enough shit to worry about. Sometimes do I wish that more care was given to Dynamite? Hell yeah, I do. I don't watch Collision until the morning after now. I don't feel a need to watch it live as it happens. But I mean, it's with the, is that what they want us to think? It wasn't like AEW or anybody there was like, oh, well, you need to answer this question and say that we're not that worried about it. I just didn't have that many people talking about it for whatever reason. That's just the reality. Sorry if that doesn't jive with what you think goes on back there, but yeah. Stephen Bradley says, more women's ring time on Raw than AEW's last week. Yeah. That I would imagine that gets rectified. There's no way AEW can look at the amount of time that was spent or lack thereof on AEW TV, which is like 10 minutes last week for the women, and think, man, that's good. Oh, we had the Gunther promo, Denise, which gets interrupted by Damian Priest, and then Ludwig Kaiser. And Ludwig is heated for his boy Gunther. He's mad on behalf of Gunther, who is like, nah, you can sit this one out. And then Ludwig's like, no, hell no. I'm not going to let him talk to you like this. And Damian's just like, oh, listen, man, I'm just going to tell you everything that's coming your way anyway. Like, it's just, I know what you're going to say about me. So what I'm going to do is whip your ass. I like this. It showed a little bit of dissension between Ludwig Kaiser and Gunther.
There was a lot here that was sort of interesting, right? Because we've already seen this story play out between Damian Priest and Gunther, right? I think a lot of people were surprised that Damian Priest ended up being the number one contender. I know I was, because I thought, what does this mean? Are we going back to Damian Priest as the world's heavyweight champion? Or is Gunther really going to get another W over Damian Priest? Like, what is going to happen here? Like, I'm feeling a little unsure about what's happening, right? Now, here's the thing, and this is what I thought was interesting. We don't often see Gunther in this type of scenario, because what we saw play out today was Damian Priest talking all of, he was the one that got all of his word in. He got all his shit in. Like, it was just Damian Priest saying, I already know exactly what you're going to say to me. You're going to call me street trash. You're going to talk about how you're better than me and this and that. And he went off, right? Like, went off on Gunther. And Gunther didn't ever actually say anything back. Of course, we got the part with Ludwig Kaiser coming in. But Gunther himself never actually said anything, never fired back to Damian Priest. And I thought that was interesting because, again, we don't often see Gunther in this scenario. He usually has some smart-ass response. He's usually going to say something that makes you feel belittled. That's what you think he's going to do. And this time he didn't. However, even though he didn't say anything, sometimes actions speak louder than words. And in this particular situation, the big action that spoke loudly was him simply shutting up Ludwig Kaiser and putting his hand on the microphone and basically just shutting him up, right? He muted him. That's exactly what he did. And so that was the part that did get me excited, though, because I have been anticipating this feud with Ludwig Kaiser and Gunther. So now I'm wondering if Kaiser is going to have some sort of role in this match with Gunther and Priest. Like, will he cost Gunther his title? Will he help Gunther win so that he could go after Gunther's championship? What is going to happen here? And I think the big thing we have to ask ourselves is, how does Ludwig Kaiser play in to this particular story that we're seeing right now with, because I feel like you're not running back Gunther and Damian Priest for shits and giggles. So there's got to be some reason for it.
Yeah, they did confirm that for Survivor Series. Interesting. I mean, listen, I like Damian Priest. It's just, okay.
Does it make you feel like he's going to win the title back again?
No.
See, I thought he might, because what I've been seeing from people is people online say that Gunther's boring, which I disagree with. I think Gunther's no. Not your traditional, you know, he's not LA Knight, okay? He's not going to go out there and be like, yeah, none of that stuff, right? Like, he's not that kind of WWE superstar.
He should.
But he's the kind that's going to go out there and kick ass, and people like him and they respect him and they enjoy his matches. But he hasn't connected to that to the crowd in the same way that Jey Uso has with his yeet, or LA Knight with his yeah, you know? So I feel like some people mistake that for boredom. Now, I'm wondering if WWE feels the same and they're like, wow, Damian Priest really got over, so what if we go back with Damian Priest? I don't know. I don't want Gunther to lose. I want to see Gunther continue his reign, and I want, if anybody defeats Gunther, believe it or not, I don't know, maybe it's too soon for Ludwig Kaiser, but I would be interested more in that, but that would be maybe down the line. I don't know.
I would love to see Gunther do the LA Knight stuff in a feud with LA Knight, like him impersonate him. I think it'd be fantastic. Priest did defeat Kaiser. He comes out in the vest, making fun of how ridiculous he is. Oh my gosh. So at least I'm going to reserve judgment on this one. We'll see. It's just, I am a Damian Priest guy. I think he is delivered at the top levels. I'm just like, okay, if this leads to another goddamn Judgment Day interference, oh. Backstage, we see New Day with Truth, and then Pete Dunne shows up and goes off on our Truth.
I just thought about something. What if this is their way of getting Dominic as champion, where he does lose to Damian Priest, just so Damian Priest could lose to Dominic? Because you can buy the Judgment Day drama that he could beat Damian Priest.
I am a big time fan of Dominic, like, especially after his media rounds that he did recently. The dude is hilarious. He's one of the funniest wrestlers there is. I don't know about that one.
I'm just saying, you right know now. He would do it. You know,
of course I do. I watched him put the title on Miz as well, exactly. Like a few years ago. So Pete Dunne ends up defeating Kofi Kingston because Xavier Woods is ringside and they have a little bit of tension. And Kofi doesn't want Xavier's help. He does not want him there. Wants to do this on his own. And Pete Dunne ends up winning with Bitter End. Clean as a sheet, just Kofi getting in his own head, worried about Xavier Woods. I'm still into the dissension and all that stuff. I don't think they'll split. I don't think they'll have a feud, but it's at least something for them to do. And it's one of those stories where their story progresses by them losing. So Pete Dunne picks up a win here, which I think is important in the long run.
Yeah, because I was thinking about how it's been a minute since we see Pete Dunne. And truthfully, I was remembering the last time that we saw Pete Dunne on Raw. I was very, very upset because he lost that Donnybrook match to Sheamus. And I thought then that was the wrong call. I thought Pete Dunne should have defeated Sheamus. And so I was remembering that. And that was like the last thing I remember for Pete Dunne. So then he goes out there and he has this match. And I'm like, great. Love that Pete Dunne got this win. But he really got this win just to further the story with Xavier and Kofi. So it makes me wonder, like, all right, well, don't really expect anything for Pete Dunne because he was just there to help out this story. So part of me was happy that he got this win, but then I knew that it really wasn't about him. It was about them, which I'm fine with. I do like Kofi and Xavier Woods, and I'm liking the story, and we know that eventually it's going to culminate. What did you – do you know when they're doing that 10-year anniversary show? That's coming up, right? I don't know when it is. I don't know what date it is, but we all know that we're expecting the implosion to happen there.
It can't be like far from now.
Yeah.
Can't be far from now. Jay Miller says, if Liv is in a War Games match, when is EO getting her match versus Liv for the title? Jesus Christ. I also want to know when the hell the War Raiders are getting their tag title match at this point, because Finn Balor and JD haven't defended it in ages.
Are they the number one contenders?
They won the tournament.
Yeah. Okay.
Gosh, Judgment Day have defended their tag titles on TV one time since winning them in June, Denise.
We're not surprised, are we?
So stupid. It's so dumb. But I would imagine that she'll get the title shot after War Games. Oh, man. What do we got here? We've got a lot of bloodline-related stuff, but we have tensions in Judgment Day leading to Dom and Carlito versus the War Raiders next week. Again, not the tag title match yet. Can't do that. War Raiders are going to face and beat Carlito and Dominic along the way. How you feel about that? About the word in the... A little bit of dissension being teased within the Judgment Day.
Bro, I have been wanting them to end this Judgment Day storyline for the longest time now. I'm sorry, but the key people in this are Liv and Dominic and now Raquel. Carlito and JD McDonagh and Finn have been incredibly... they just haven't added... anything anymore. They haven't added anything more. I felt like I was kind of happy when I started to feel like Finn was going off on his own for a second, and I got excited about that. But I just don't feel like the other members are really contributing enough, and I think it's just holding back the act at this point.
I have a very strong desire to see this whole thing end now. Like, I'm ready to see them all go their own ways.
Carly, except Liv, Dom, and Raquel, though, right?
Liv, Dom, and Raquel, I like them together.
Yeah, me too.
Because, listen, one of those ingredients was in Judgment Day like a couple months ago. So that's their own thing. If Finn and JD want to keep teaming, that makes a lot of sense to me. If Carlito wants to hang out with them, sure, I'm just ready for that split. I'm ready for that to go on. We got a lot of build... for Survivor Series. Now, fun fact, Survivor Series, I will be on a plane flying, as I was last year, flying from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, here to Lexington. I'll be staying at a hotel, getting a rental car, going to an event, and fortunately, I'll be protected with Nord.
There's no sponsor that I use more while I'm awake than NordVPN.com/Fightful. Man, this is like the Swiss Army knife, the multi-tool of applications. It does a little bit of everything. You always get a great deal at NordVPN.com/Fightful. You can listen to your favorites abroad. You can shield your data from snoops and criminals, protect yourself on public Wi-Fi, and it works on all your devices and operating systems. It doesn't end there. Change your virtual location and then get pay-per-views at a much more affordable price, TV services at a much more affordable price. You got a password manager, a file encryption tool, threat protections, and on top of that, 24/7 tech support. So if for some reason you don't know exactly how it works, NordVPN.com/Fightful will help you learn how to do it. Check it out, NordVPN.com/Fightful.
Check it out, guys. I will be using that as I am at the airport in Lexington, when I land in Charlotte, when I go hit the hotel at Winston-Salem, when I'm at the big WrestleCade event. All the time, Nord is on all my devices, my phone, my laptop, my desktop, all that good stuff. Couldn't survive without it. It's the fastest VPN in the world. It's phenomenal. And as I mentioned to you guys before, Denise showed me a nice little trick about switching during football Sundays. So whenever I am gone on Sundays and I need to watch the Cincinnati Bengals, I'm able to do that.
You're welcome, Sean. Just here adding to your greatness of life. Thanks to Denise Salcedo.
Yep, that's me. That's you right there. Bagarov says, much love to SRS, Denise, and all of Fightful. Hey, soon it'll be Ibu as well. So,
man, I'm not even cold yet, Sean. You're just like, rubbing it in.
Well, rubbing it in? You left, Denise. You said, oh, your grandma died? Let me get the one.
Oh, my God.
What? What?
You know those memes where they say, like, when people go in for a job interview and then the other employees, like, warn them? Like, run now. Don't join this person, this company.
That's yeah, Glassdoor is what they call it.
Yeah, I'm going to put, like, feed Sean's ego so you can stay employed.
Yeah, so they should do. That's what they should do. We got Mr. Showtime saying, what's Cody doing for War Games? Team Bloodline? Well, I mean, that's the natural inquisition. So we get the Bloodline video, which will come back a little bit later on. We have to tend to something, though, because Bronson Reed has a segment that ends in a big brawl with Seth Rollins. Bronson Reed still wants to fight Seth Rollins, and they keep fighting each other, Denise. They can't stop fighting each other, and it's really, really great. And Seth Rollins is backstage begging Adam Pearce for the match, saying, he's saying the same thing that he said before. You know why I got to have this match. I need it. And Adam Pearce is like, you promise it's going to be done. We'll do it next week. And it's set. Listen, Seth was a part of a grander story as well. But I love, like, these two are not finished with each other. They are tied together now, Denise.
They are. And here's the thing. Like, I was so mad at Crown Jewel. Like, I knew. I get it. I understand that Seth Rollins had to get his revenge back for Bronson Reed, taking him out for however long it was that he was out. I get it. 100%. But damn it, I did not want to see Seth Rollins defeat Bronson Reed. I'm sorry. I felt that Bronson Reed needed to win that, and I was scared. I thought they were just going to call it a day. I didn't think we were going to get anything more with this story. I thought we were just going to move on from here. I wasn't sure if this was continuing or not. When Seth Rollins was doing an interview, I was like praying. I was like, please tell me Bronson Reed is going to attack him and I get some sort of signal that this feud is ongoing, that it's going to continue. And then when all of this unfolded here today, I was so happy because that means this is continuing and we are going to see Bronson Reed defeat Seth Rollins, because ain't no way Seth Rollins is defeating Bronson Reed again. And if he does, I'm going to be really mad. So Bronson Reed for the win here. I'm so excited about this. I think they're doing a really good job with him.
I agree. And it gives a kayfabe reason to keep Seth Rollins away from the title picture a little bit, even though he's perpetually going to be in discussion for that.
I also want to point out one more thing that I almost forgot to mention, but that in-ring promo that we got from Bronson Reed, we don't often get in-ring promos from Bronson. I thought he did a really good job. You know, the powers that be, they look at that stuff, how you handle yourself in the ring, doing an in-ring promo in front of a live crowd. They either eat you alive or they don't. And the crowd either cares about you or they don't. And I thought Bronson Reed did a good job in that situation.
Let me tell you something that I loved about this show. The recruiting going on between the two bloodlines. So somebody in WWE had hit me up on Saturday and they're like, a lot of people missed out on that fifth person thing. And I was like, I did. I kind of overlooked it. It wasn't like in my head, like, okay, five people.
Overlooked it. What does he mean?
A lot of people didn't notice that they were talking about five people on Friday. But I'm sitting here wondering.
Everybody was talking about it on my SmackDown post show. They were like, who's the fifth person? Who's the fifth person?
I'm sitting here wondering, why the hell do they need five people? If neither team knows who their fifth person is, why the hell do they need five people?
Because five is a nice number. I don't know. Don't you want to go like this? Five instead of four?
What I don't want is someone who has no business being associated with the storyline being involved in it.
You know what this means now, right, Sean?
What? The Rock and Hikuleo?
No, five full selection now be $4.
No, hell no. I mean, listen, I have had to talk Jimmy out of increasing the price a number of times. It's been 7 years and we haven't raised our prices. But a lot of people are saying Lance Anawite, he's injured, guys. He's in NXT, but he's injured. Hikuleo could be a possibility. I mean, you want a big, imposing guy? Like, that could be pretty cool. But
then they don't have enough time to introduce him to the WWE audience, though.
And the reality is, The Rock, if they wanted to go completely left field and The Rock wanted to do it, he could do a War Games match in his sleep. You don't have to bump in a War Games match. You can just punch, kick. But Mr. Acosta says, where the heck is CM Punk? No Survivor Series plans.
Isn't to he me, Hollywood right now? He's doing like Hollywood projects.
I guess. I mean, he wasn't there tonight, so he's not going to be there next week. Can't imagine. I mean, he's not in the Gunther title match. He is set for the MSG show that I will be at, by the way. But I'm just like,
1 year anniversary too since he returned to WWE.
Yeah, wonderful night for me that was. But
oh yeah, wasn't everyone mad at you?
Listen, if I had told the world everything that I had told you in the week leading up to that, I feel like things would have been different.
You know what I'm thinking? You know what I would have done differently these last 5 years, Sean?
What?
I should have out-scooped you every chance I got. Every time you gave me a scoop, I should have just gone on a burner and just out-scooped you. These last 5 years, I kept all your scoops as a secret. I could have been the number one dirt sheet girl right now.
Denise, I would have crushed you. I'm sorry. I would have found out and I would have crushed you.
I would have never known.
It would have been, Denise, I talk to the best liars in the world every single day for a job. And I mean that as a compliment. They make you think they're hurt when they're not hurt. They make you think they're not hurt when they are hurt. They are the best liars in the world in all the right ways. And listen, sometimes they get them through.
So you're saying you're good at lie detecting?
Yeah, you ain't that good at lying, Denise.
I'm just saying, I should have done that the last 5 years.
You ain't that good.
Outscooped you.
Bagarov says, we'll miss this duo on Mondays. Tuesdays for me, Indian time zone. But I usually watch the podcast later in the day. Wish Denise the best. Excited for E-Boot. Listen, I am as well. Like I said, if Denise ever hits us up and says, you know what? I feel like doing a post show with you guys tonight.
Yeah, I'm doing the speed post show.
No. Listen, anytime you say, Sean, I want to join in on a post show and you happen to not be doing one, you're always welcome to join one. But Sammy asked Seth Rollins to join Team Bloodline, his Team Bloodline. And Seth goes, no, The next time I see Roman Reigns, I'm going to be stomping his skull into the mat. I got no love for him. He screwed me over. He screwed you over. And I can't believe that you're doing that. I love the continuity here. There is no reason for Seth Rollins to be anything but disgusted by Roman Reigns. Not only that, Seth was competing against him and The Rock at WrestleMania this year. They helped put him on the shelf. Seth Rollins sacrificed himself as Cody Rhodes' shield and missed a lot of time because of it. Then later on, Solo's like, okay, I noticed that you said no to Sami Zayn. How about you help us out? And Seth's like, you know, we've had our past and all that stuff. And I'll never team with the Roman Reigns, but I definitely won't team with a wannabe Roman Reigns. Ooh, this was all good shit, Denise. I loved all this.
I became a bigger Seth Rollins fan tonight. I like Seth Rollins, right? But I'm not like a big Seth Rollins, sure. You know, like, oh my God, he's my favorite wrestler, right? But damn, after today, I was like, you know, applause, Seth. I want to applaud you because he had a backbone, Sean. I like people with a backbone, all right? We were just talking earlier about, you know, being very firm on stances. And I love that Seth Rollins was very firm on his stance when he said, I remember exactly what Roman Reigns did. I am not going to stand by him and be on his side. And he warned Sami Zayn, like, you should not be doing that either. I love that Seth Rollins had a backbone. And then when Solo Sikoa approached him, we all knew he wasn't going to join Solo Sikoa. Come on now, that wasn't going to happen. But regardless, we were all anticipating the big moment when he explained why. And he went there. He said, like, you know, you are a ripoff, or what did he say exactly? Ripoff of Roman Reigns, something like that. Wannabe Roman Reigns. That was a great moment because that's the big thing that everybody has been saying about Solo, and it's become part of the story. It's become part of the character, and it was a really good, like, simple, straightforward burn. So I liked it. I thought they did a really good job of making us think Seth Rollins was gonna join War Games, but at least entertaining the idea enough on the show and adding an extra layer to the storytelling of these guys are trying to find their fifth member.
Oh man. Yeah. I thought this was really, really fun. And then actually I'll go to Jambeard's super chat, by the way. He says, I never watch Raw anymore, but seeing the clips of Seth being asked by both teams, I have a feeling Bronson Reed will get recruited by Solo and forcing Seth the team with Roman and Team OG.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either, but here's what should happen if that happens. When those two get in the ring together, both bloodlines need to sit back and be like, God damn, what's wrong with them? And force them out of the match. Like, they are too wild for even both of these bloodlines. They're like, what did we bring into our shit? At least we know each other and we're family. These two guys are crazy. I would love it if they did something like that, but I don't think they're going to go that direction because Bron Breakker has an interview. And let me tell you the levels in which I love this, Denise. This put over speed big time.
My whole thought during this was, why the fudge do I care about speed? I don't want to hear the Intercontinental Champion talk about speed.
Well, Bron Breakker cares about speed, so he's putting over speed big time. He's saying, I could have had that title. I want two titles. And because of Sheamus's old ass, I don't get two titles. And Sheamus goes, yeah, I might be old, but I'm going to still whoop your ass next week. And now they got an IC title match. That's fine. But then Jimmy Uso shows up. And what I like is, Bron Breakker is a reasonable human being, it seems like. Like, he's not just, like, flying off the handle. And Jimmy goes, let's have a conversation. And this is one that Ibu actually, like, sort of prophesized on Twitter. And I'm like, listen, this is at least very interesting to me. Bron Breakker, possibly with a bloodline team. And then I would want him to immediately spear Roman Reigns because I want to see that match. What do you think about all this, Denise?
So first of all, Bron Breakker and Sheamus is going to be, like, hard hitting because that's what they're both known, right? Of course, you got Bron Breakker with the extra speed, Sheamus with the, you know, the brutality. So you're going to make for two very, it's going to make for a very fun match. That's for sure. I don't know what to make of it in terms of like Bron Breakker, you know, I wasn't even expecting him to be Intercontinental Champion again so soon. So I feel like I haven't had a very good grasp on what to expect now from the second reign here, only because I wasn't expecting him to lose it. I wasn't expecting him to gain the title back so fast from Jey Uso. I'm looking at this and I'm just hoping that they don't end Bron Breakker's title reign again so fast. But part of me is also on the fence thinking that it may actually happen. But I don't think it should, because then you're just going to keep stomping on Bron Breakker's momentum. He already lost it to Jey. You put the title back on him. You got to keep it on him for a while now. No ands, ifs, or buts. I don't think he should be losing the title.
Yeah, I agree. Bron needs to win. Needs to win this, and I would love to see. I mean, Bron Breakker versus Roman Reigns, I think, is a WrestleMania main event in the future, by the way. But I don't, I think that who ends up showing up is somebody we haven't seen as of yet. Also, Final Testament confronted The Miz, carried him to the ring, and Miz kept saying, "You don't want to do this. I'm over it. I'm completely fine with the Wyatts. Let's move on and forget this ever happened." Karrion Kross is like, "No, they broke Paul Ellering's legs. So I'm not going to let that go." And that makes sense to me, because AOP are fiercely loyal to that guy. And Miz ends up turning on the Wyatts, who show up, and the Wyatts get their asses whipped. Listen, whether you like the story or not, Final Testament needed this real bad. They needed this so bad. Like, I needed the effort in the booking, Denise, to match the effort that Karrion Kross is putting forth on social media to get himself over as well. I don't know where this is going to go. The Wyatts were laughing as Karrion Kross left the ring and looked back. But if anything, Final Testament needed this big time.
I think what's helping, regardless of how you feel about The Miz, is having The Miz involved has added at least the crowd to react to the Final Testament, because I don't even think the crowd was really reacting to the Final Testament. At least with The Miz there, there is some sort of reaction from the crowd. So I'm like, all right, you know, I haven't been too crazy about this, but I'm trying my hardest to give it a chance. I thought The Miz coming out with the bloody eye looked really creepy. I don't even know what went wrong there. But I truthfully just, I got to see it continue. This is just not my cup of tea, but I'm trying here. I'm trying to enjoy it. I just thought it's super goofy that one week you have The Miz getting kidnapped in the most like silly way. And then you have him this week and he's all fine. And then he gives one cheap little chair shot. And that's supposed to be the big distraction for the Wyatt Six. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. It's just not for me.
I liked Scarlett and Nikki in this. Like, for this story, I'm watching Karrion Kross, like, will this into relevance? Like, it was something that it seemed like Final Testament was just fodder for the Wyatt family. And I'm watching him get himself over on Twitter, and a lot of people are seeing something that I've seen out of him, because I've been interviewing him for, gosh, 6-7 years now. And like, I've seen this personality shine through just a number of times, and a lot of other people are seeing it now. And not only that, like, when he delivers lines, I believe all of his lines. I believe everything that he says. So I wasn't as interested in this 3 weeks ago. And then when Karrion Kross sort of took charge of it, I was like, okay, let me see how this goes. We have Jambeard says, if Jimmy recruits Bron, how will Jey feel about that?
That's true.
So I feel like it should be a bit of a swerve, and like, it should have been Jey's recommendation to Jimmy. Like, well, I know at least one guy that can help us out, because I've felt what he can do. I would like something like that. And listen, 3-4 years ago, that would have been a pipe dream to have anything multi-layered like that, Denise, because they just treated us like we were stupid. Now it's a real possibility to have something like that.
We're allowed to think now, Sean.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Denise.
Just like dunce in the corner with a little dunce hat or something, whatever you call it. I don't know what you call it. How sad.
Indeed. Get your super chats, get your humper chats in. We are wrapping up. Some programming notes, guys. Last week, I had a ton of interviews on YouTube.com/Fightful, all our podcast platforms, everywhere. Atlantis Jr., first time I've ever talked to him. Paul London, the Hardy Boys, again, including just a hilarious burn that Jeff Hardy had on Eric Watts, and Rocky Romero. A lot of people are asking, why did Kenny Omega's return happen on New Japan instead of AEW? I got that answer. But also this weekend, I got sent a video of the altercation between Kenny Omega, Gabe Kidd, and it was actually very sweet. There was a Japanese press member who was like, yeah, I don't think I'm allowed to post this, so why don't you post it? And he saw it before all the other media ran over there, and it blew up. And I hit up Gabe Kidd and I said, let's talk about this. So tomorrow we're talking about this. And I love talking to Gabe Kidd because Gabe Kidd gets really wound up and talks that shit. And I love it. And I'm going to be talking to him. It will be up immediately for Fightful Select Tier 2 members. It will be up the following day for everybody else. But we've got a whole bunch of stuff. We got Brett Lauderdale of GCW tomorrow. We actually filmed it before the WWE ID stuff, but lots of stuff there. He'll be in Louisville this week for Chaos in Kentucky. Wes Hill saying Kentucky by 25 over Duke. Buddy, let me tell you, I've got the feeling restored. Kentucky basketball. Denise, what do you got going on?
Well, considering that I'm down to two more shows after this, I might as well promote my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Denise Salcedo.
Muted. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Damn. You see, Sean's already trying to wipe out the competition, not even giving me a chance to get my sea legs. youtube.com/Denise Salcedo. I pretty much stream after each and every single show. Of course, for Raw, I also do little watch alongs and stuff like that. So yeah, if you guys want some of my wrestling opinions or content, interviews, you name it, that's youtube.com/Denise Salcedo.
Guys, please leave us a thumbs up. Myself and Denise will be back here next week, and you know, we got two more before Denise just abandons us.
Yeah, with a 5-week notice.
And then I think like literally a week later I'm filming a video with you, but yeah, it's still.
Yeah, I had to make sure to get that in before. I was like, well, just in case. You know what I was afraid of, Sean? And I was saying this on my watch along. I was afraid that people were going to think that you and I had beef with each other.
I mean, listen, there will be people that, yeah, listen, you and I know who will suggest that. You and I know exactly who will suggest that. Because right now they're like, oh, what are we going to do? Why are we going to do a show now?
Don't worry. I'm sure you'll be okay.
Listen. Can't wait to see Ibu react to that fella. That should be fun.
Yeah.
But we got fun stuff coming up. Again, Fightful Awards around the start of the year. Fightful Select subscribers, $5 a month, $54 a year. We have early nominations for the Fightful Awards up right now. So if you want to get some nominations in there, go ahead and do that. We've got a Discord where we're discussing that as well. Guys, until next time, we're out.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.